Good afternoon and buenos dias to everyone watching. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Good evening to some of you, I imagine. I hope you're all doing fabulous and welcome to today's A Royal Mess newsflash, or a royal newsflash, I should say. No, I am not Sean Atwood. I am Ron, okay, if you're new here. We are different people. And people who are texting and calling the phone number, I won't get your call and I won't get your text. You have to go through WhatsApp. So, how is everybody doing? Paula, how are you doing today? How is your day going?
Buenos dias. Well, I'm very happy my son is here. He came from Canada yesterday.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome.
It was so funny because, you know, I went to pick him up at the airport and the airport was crowded because there's a lot of huge airplanes filled with Cubans.
Okay.
And people from Russia who come here and then just to go to the States. So they come here, they fly here because,
because there's no direct flight. You're not allowed to fly direct to Russia or to Cuba, right?
Well, no, that's not it. It's just that they don't have visas. So they come here because from here they drive to Mexico. And they cross the border.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
I was like, oh my God. And Hendrik was really upset because there were like over 1,000 people, which never happens here. You know, it's a small airport for the country. I was shocked. People from Haiti, they have like special charters that come here every day.
Okay.
And for people just because Nicaragua is right in the middle of both North and South America. Nicaragua is right in the center of Central America. So they come here, and I was talking like that. Why don't you just go to Guatemala, which is closer to Mexico? Because instead of driving, you know, but I guess, I don't know, I guess Guatemala can turn them around, but they don't get turned away from there.
Yeah, that's wild. Carta is feeling a bit dusty today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that. Just give yourself a little dust off.
What's happened?
She's feeling a bit dusty. She's just saying, feeling a bit dusty today, Ron. So that's okay. Don't worry about it. Right? Shake yourself down. Okay. What else? What else has been happening?
Oh, I did a live yesterday with George the Giant Slayer and Sean Atwood in Baggage Claim, which was, I think, awesome. A lot of hate for me, but it was awesome.
Why? Stop it. Also, congratulations on over 100,000 subscribers, finally. You did it, guys. We do not have to delete everything. Well done. You nailed it. You hit the targets, and we like that very much. And don't forget, we have the main show tonight at 8:30. And yeah, it's going to be we did a bigger show yesterday. It's going to be a tighter show today. I've got a lot that I need to get done this afternoon because it was, as you know, my birthday this week. And I'm definitely not behind on the big list of things I have to do. Well, maybe I did a little bit. I drank a bottle of port one night as well. Didn't go down too well. Okay, so Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle slammed over new publicity. And listen. I'm pretty sure this has nothing to do with jam, all right? So you can all rest assured. We'll get to the jam, but for now, Meghan Markle announced in February she had struck a deal to produce a new podcast for a new... We touched on this yesterday, of course, right? Meghan Markle saw her new podcast agreement questioned after reports started suggesting a new show would not be produced for at least another year. The Duchess of Sussex in February signed a deal with Lemonada Media to re-release her Archetype podcast and create a new podcast. So do you really think, right? I mean, let's look at it in perspective. I feel like if this was announced by another massive podcast platform, this would seem like a very polite way of non-publicly releasing Meghan from a contract, okay, without looking too red in the face, shall we say. But because it's a smaller company like Lemonada, I mean, they're still the ones benefiting from this deal. Did you see what I'm saying? Because they're a smaller business. And I'm pretty sure I read the other day, it actually focuses on female empowerment as well. Like, I think that's their whole thing. So are we really seeing Meghan striking a deal with a smaller platform to repurpose her old podcast to then string them along for another year? Because that is the vibe I'm getting. Do you think it's... there's Shaney Boy. Welcome. Welcome, Shane. And also, big shout out to Shane. Big shout out to my friend Aiko. Big shout out to the Armstrong clan. All these people are all, we all have our birthdays in the same week, and they're all part of my community. I remember years ago when we were at the peak of the madness, it was like an event every year that we spoke of, like, we all got to travel somewhere and meet up for our birthday week. But big shout out to Shane, and love you loads, brother. So what do you think? I mean, personally, I get bringing this small company along vibes, okay? And again, I just want to reiterate, none of this is important news, okay? If you're sitting there saying, why are we talking about that? So am I. But we're here doing it, okay? Because that's what we've signed up for, Bo, right? But I honestly get they're stringing along vibes. What do you think, Paula?
Well, I just think that Meghan never had any intention of really doing any. I just think she wanted to. She used that as an excuse and to get herself in the headlines, you know. Because I don't think she had any. Why would she do that? She basically was a way for her to unload what Spotify didn't want. Okay, because Spotify no longer wanted that. I think Spotify wanted to get rid of everything, any trace that they had to do with Meghan Markle. Yeah. I mean, they don't want to have anything like association or any have to deal with her. So they said, take your thing and go.
Here's an interesting one. This isn't YouTube, right? So when she says, I'm going to repurpose my podcast, that was paid for by Spotify. I mean, let's be honest here. So what's going on there?
What do you mean by repurpose? I'm confused by that
She says that she's
because I know that the Spotify released the rights for her, because there used to be exclusive rights, and I think that she struck a deal with Lemonada, so they could, they paid Spotify something for them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So because it sounds a lot like the way Meghan puts it. It's just like, oh, I'm going to repurpose my podcast. No, you're going to get a license from Spotify, right? Because they probably own the first series of it all, sadly. And they're probably scrambling for even to make a few cent back off of the project, you know?
It is an embarrassment, because if you look, her CV is downgrading per day.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least she's still got her Argentinian.
I wonder if she played, in her Sussex Royal thing with her, her bloody CV, did she include Lemonada? Because what she's doing, she's filling. I was wondering this past 2 years, why is she getting all these awards and stuff? Because when you look at her CV that she put, like, she includes everything.
Yeah, it's wild. And again, I think basically you're kind of saying the same thing I'm saying, just in a different way, that she is kind of stringing this little company along. But were her intentions real from the start? Or Paula, right? Did she go into this with good intentions, try to start booking guests, and then go, uh-oh, no one wants to come and talk to me? What the hell is Lemonada, Shane says? Lemonada is a content platform that is focused on podcasts for women, women's empowerment and things like this, Shane. And the irony of the whole situation is, of course, you've gone from the number one podcasting platform in the world, well, top third, let's say top three, Apple, YouTube, Spotify, podcast kings, right? So she's went from that, Shane, to like something that no one's ever heard of and trying to put a spin on it, bro. So that's what that is. Monday May. Yeah, exactly. Monday May wrapped it up in a less ADHD brain-fueled way. So yes, exactly that.
But she also, she went from like a big platform. This is like, for example, you flying first class. Yeah. To you be sitting at the back of the seat, at the back of the plane next to the...
No, toilet. It's gone from you being on first class to you walking. that's what it's... You ain't even on the plane anymore, Paula. Okay, you ain't even on the plane, okay? So, yeah, it's wild. I'm going to keep an eye on this, because it's going to be interesting to see what surfaces, because there's obviously contracts that have been put in place. Maybe Lemonada would never put a time frame in, and that's why she's able to sort of loop around this. But in saying that, what are Lemonada going to do? Spotify never even managed to successfully sue them into the ground for breach of contract Allegedly, I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that in my head, you would think they would have a contract, and you would think with what they produced, it was in breach of that. Also Netflix, also allegedly. All right. So whatever this week is about, Megan's new podcast won't like to see the light of 2025. Okay, well, that's fine. As long as we get the Netflix, something coming out on Netflix this year, we can wait for 2025 content. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I cannot wait to pull it all apart. Now listen. We know it's coming, all right? We know it's coming, but will she be here? Okay. Will she be here? Meghan Markle told four key moves she must make to win over UK public as her reputation is in tatters. Tatters, Paula. Okay. Not damaged. Tatters. Okay. Meghan has been advised to show some humility. You would probably be easier asking her to grow another set of arms, okay, than throw a word like humility at her, okay, and really surprise people if she wants to win them over. Humility and really surprise them, win them over. Following the soft launch of her lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard, Meghan Markle has been advised essential tips she needs to take to repair her reputation with the British public, according to a panel of PR experts. It comes after the Duchess of Sussex Duchess's recent appointment of a UK-based brand manager in an attempt to mend her tarnished image. Damn. Number one on the top of the list, right? And even if this is just evil marketing department, you know there's been discussions of having a conversation with her dad, right? Okay. I just want to point that out right now. At some point in an office somewhere, someone's went, what about guys, if we reunite the Markles? You know that is on a list somewhere, Paula. That is written down.
You know, I don't even know what to say with this woman, because it's like she hired two PR, because WME quietly gave her the boot. She had signed up with them for 1 year. It expired last week, and then the day before that her contract with WME expired, an article came out that she had hired two new PR gurus, one for the United States and one for the UK. And WME, like NT said, didn't make a buzz about renewing her thing, because they said in their announcement that they were taking her on for 1 year.
Well, I'm just pulling up your headlines here, which is first. Hang on.
Didn't you know that she hired, and she released this article saying that Princess Beatrice was about to. That got basically was it her issuing orders to be at to you and Jenny that she had that
this one here, Richard K. Beatrice's violent, self-indulging with substances taking ex who claimed that the king's brother asked him for 10 G's cash to bail out one of his girlfriends. Troubled, sassy Paolo Lazulio is found dead of suspicious. Overindulgence in Miami hotel. How good am I getting at talking algorithm?
You're amazing.
I mean, I'm getting good at talking out. Sean, I want acknowledgement of how well I'm good at talking algorithm. That's smashed that. That sounds a bit mad. Like, I'm not being funny. That whole thing reads a bit mad, does it not? Let's read into this. I'm going to butch. I apologize to anyone who is from the part of the world where this name is from. Paolo Luzio.
Luso.
Paolo Lucio. Luso. Oh, never mind.
Luso.
Yeah, PL was well off, well educated, smoothly handsome, and extremely well connected. In other words, a man who had been dealt a hand of cards that make both life worthwhile and rewarding. Ah, that sounds like a target for Miss Meghan Markle. We have a mark. You know what I'm saying? Appearances, however, can be deceptive. The good fortune that the fates had bestowed, which included a few months of global celebrity as Princess Beatrice's first serious boyfriend, could not keep pace with a fast-paced, unraveling life. Tell us more, Paula. I feel like you know more than these little articles. Come on, come on.
Well, you know, it's funny because that thing where he says that the king's brother asked him for $10,000 cash, that was not to bail out one of his girlfriends. That was to pay one of his girlfriends to enjoy his time, you know, so he could enjoy her time. It was not to pay you don't bail somebody out for $10,000. That's the rate. You know, let's not forget Virginia Roberts.
I think what Paul is trying to allude at is a home help service, an expensive home help service. Okay. You can
cleaning lead
a cleaning of yes, aha. Uh-huh, to one aha, uh-huh, pipe cleaning. Let's call it pipe cleaning. All right. There we go.
Yes, Maggie P, I reached 100K. Yay, woo!
You did it, guys. Congratulations.
Ron doesn't have to delete anything.
I'm not exactly. I thought tomorrow I'm going to have a really hard conversation with why I'm deleting Sean's entire channel. Do you know what I'm saying? They didn't do it, Sean. Got to do it.
I ran 10K too. I thought I was going to die. I'll send you the picture. I thought I was going to die because of the heat. It's the hottest month.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I'll run it and I'll send you the pictures. I mean, I literally thought I was going to die because of the heat. And then this stupid lady, they have water, you know, they give you water when you're running. Oh, I'm running. I was like, guys, I hate running. I love walking. You all have been in walks with me in Norway, right? Right. I hate running. I love walking. I can walk for miles. I walk for 20, 30 kilometers, not a problem. But running, right, I hate. But I said, you know, I'm going to do something that I hate doing. I'm going to change my patterns. So I was so stupid. And then this woman, you know, is handing out this glass, you know, while I'm running. And it was tequila. I almost puked. and I said to my friends that were there, because I got it, you know, you down it. And then I said, what's wrong with you? Because, you know, I was going to get sick. And the woman goes, well, that helps going. And I just thought it make, you know, like.
Oh, that's too good.
I really thought, if you're going to see my face in the pictures, I'm going to send it in the group chat. Yeah. It's not pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, do you know more on this topic with Richard Kay?
Yeah. Well, actually the guy, you know what? I like also, Ron, listen, you're going to click on that says Jack Whitehall after this. Okay. Because what Jack Whitehall reacts to Prince William's joke, which is really funny reaction. So this is really, really terrible because Princess Beatrice, this guy has always been shady. And this was Beatrice's ex-boyfriend. All of their boyfriends and relationships are born from Soho House. You know, they try to say they met here, but Soho House was the meeting place, you know, so where they meet because, and I wonder whether he was like Meghan. You know what I mean?
How do you mean? Like on like
that there
like
was nurse. A person looking for love at Soho House.
Okay, maybe.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of men also go and meet, like to meet that are, you know, like playboys kind of thing, but
yeah,
they like to come and look for women there that are higher elites than they are. So it's I gotta say that Soho House has to be looked at very carefully here. And now they're saying that everybody's rallying around Beatrice and, you know, because she's heartbroken and it's like, isn't she married with a kid or something like that? So why would she be heartbroken over a guy?
This guy's dead.
Yeah.
Damn. And this is the guy that's on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Can I just point out, if you had to guess which one of these two was abusing substances, which one of these two out of in this photo looks like they're abusing? Yeah, I would say Beatrice looks like she has just been away at a 3-day outdoor rave and forgot about this appointment and had to pull it together. Obviously, no shade being thrown other than...
No, not only that, you know that Bea, I didn't know this, but apparently Bea and Eugenie really, really like the white substance.
Oh my God. For a second there, I thought that was a naked African child in the background in that picture. But it's okay. They have a... dress
is it,
thing on.
Isn't it?
No, they've got a dress thing on. Nothing against TOS there. I'm just saying, nothing against it. This is not the freaking Tate's interview again, all over again. Anyway,
check the one from Whitehall. They want the reaction from Whitehall, Jack Whitehall.
Just before we quickly move on from this, right? It's sad. I mean, do we know any more about his death?
This is what people say that he OD'd, right?
Okay, all right.
I don't believe he did.
You see, I think for me, whenever I hear about overdosing, especially when it's in the white department, right, I always wonder to myself, what have they done to do that? Because I have seen people do outrageous things over long periods of time and have zero effect on them. It's different when we start looking at things that involve needles and other. There's a few other things, but I always get very suspicious. Do you know what I mean? Because there would be such a visual decline. And maybe I'm wrong. If there's a doctor in the house, let me know if it's just Russian roulette every time you do a substance, and if it can just for some reason take you out of the game. There's the myth of the legend of the bad pint in Scotland, where you can have one bad pint and it just turns your stomach and you're ill for days. Let me know on the
not only that, this guy was so shady, Ron. Yeah. This guy was so shady.
Okay.
Because he managed to avoid being in prison. Do you want me to send you that article?
Yeah, let's have a look, because if we're talking about 10
guy, I mean, I want you guys to know that this guy was incredibly shady. And he used his connections. I'll show you here. And I think he dumped her. I sent you the link.
Because I feel like suspicious death, suspected overindulgence, and then throwing in the name of a substance. 90% of people will take that as, oh, well, that makes sense now, if that makes sense. Linda, Sean is at home. He's also producing a whole bunch of new content and up and down the country a lot at the moment, filming for the main podcast. Apologies that you have to put up with myself. I hope I can, I hope I have your support and you'll stick around for the show. So again, you just sent me another one. Okay, so I always just like to look into it. We're talking about a $10,000 bailout request. I can't look at that one. It's got an ad blocker thing. Let me try and open it again. I always sort of say to myself, it's a bit odd. So that, like I say, it's always worth sort of diving in a little bit and doing a bit of your own research.
Were you able to open it? Yeah.
I've got it. I clicked it once again. This one right here. Lucky royal killer. No jail for Bay's ex. A convicted killer who was dating the royal daughter of Britain's Fergie and the King's brother managed to avoid hard time in Massachusetts prison yesterday. This was in 2006. When a judge decided to go easy on the 24-year-old New Yorker for a probation violation, okay? So Paolo Luis broke the terms of his sentence, jaunting off to the French. Okay, so he broke his bail by going to the Alps. Who has now been dumped by a 70-year-old princess, was on probation after taking part in a savage 2000. Oh, whoa. Okay, so he was part of a murder case involving somebody who was beaten to death, a fellow student at Holy Cross College in Worcester. And that's a bit mad, especially when you consider in the UK. I don't know if the law goes back. Is this in the UK? Yeah, maybe it wasn't in the UK.
No, it's the US.
US. Okay, yeah, we've got laws in the UK now where effectively if a group was to kick someone to death.
Everybody.
Right, everybody goes. It goes under gang. It's like a gang law thing. Nailed it. But yeah, that's a bit mad.
So look at the other that I sent you, because he had borrowed $60,000, I believe, from a friend about this month ago or so to take his new girlfriend or a girlfriend out on.
Wow.
I mean, I think this guy was deep in doo-doo. And I think,
you know what? I think this gives me let's just all say this seems a bit dodgy and not pick at the label too much on a public podcast where anyone who may have been involved in something that may or may not have happened could see us trying to get to the truth. That's always fun. But yeah, I would label this with a big fat fishy label. This is fishy, Paula. It's a fishy one.
I think he couldn't pay a debt because this guy was living beyond his means.
Yeah.
And I think somebody came home to roost.
Yep. Well, it sounds like we've gone from 10,000 to 60,000, okay, in the matter of a decade. I think you're right. I think there's definitely evidence that points towards foul play. There's also nothing pointing to foul play. Maybe we're all just making this up in our head, okay? But I definitely want to brand this one officially with a big fishy sticker, for sure. All right, Jack Whitehall, here we go.
That is really cute.
Okay, let's... You know how I love it when we get 39 seconds of free content out of a video, Paula. Yes. Easiest 39 seconds of the day.
Shut up.
I'm here with the gang here talking about male mental health, and I've been asked to produce a dad joke. So I'm kind of trying to channel Jack Whitehall, because most of the jokes are pretty bad.
Wonderful.
Well, I'll give you a second.
No, it's fine. I think what I'll do is I'm going to say a joke.
Look how offended he looks.
You have to wrap me. It's not a joke I can tell straight away. Knock, knock. Interrupting cow. No.
I absolutely love Jack Whitehall.
I love Jack Whitehall. You know, I watch his shows. Yeah. He's really funny. He is funny.
And if you've ever seen Traveling with My Dad, Jack Whitehall travels with
his dad. I love his dad. His dad is so cool.
It's so good. When people lean into their stereotypes, right? When they lean in hard on the stereotypes, it produces such a magical TV show with the dynamic between him and his dad. I flippin' love it. When you're willing to carry around a handmade Thailand creepy doll child just to annoy your son, right? I'm watching your show, okay? I am watching.
I love his dad. His dad is a complete personality. But I sent you another one that I want to touch on this because I did my video about this. And I want us to go through a little bit because
Cool. Do it. Eugene, did you share touching tribute?
No.
Which one?
It's the last one I sent you. It's about Princess Eugenie.
Yeah, Princess Eugenie.
Tip to share touching tribute to Meghan Markle. Yeah.
That's what I just
said. Then you scroll down.
That's what I just said.
And then it's very interesting because GB News goes in to say the Princess of York and the Duchess of Sussex are known to be good friends. In fact, it was people, I don't know how much people know about this, but it was huge. No, scroll down. We don't talk about that. We read it. People, there, you know how what it is? It's like this lady from Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes.
Okay.
When she managed to get one billionaire to back her, I think it was, I can't remember who the billionaire was. Who was the first billionaire who backed Elizabeth Theranos? Once she got one billionaire to back her up, then, you know, then the other billionaires came in because then they thought, if one of ours.
Yes.
So Meghan, this is why she said that, you know, she knew Princess Eugenie way before she knew Harry. Because Meghan Markle had been hanging. Eugenie lived in New York. And Eugenie was a very, very set person. She was always in Soho House in New York. And Meghan made so many trips to Soho House in New York, guys. And it was Eugenie who, when Harry, they first introduced her to Harry or, you know, through Instagram or on an online dating service.
I'll just jump in here, right? When you say Meghan visited Soho House, this is all public record, right?
Yes.
Yes, just getting ahead of people in the side chat.
Ron, who even has a thing saying no matter where she goes in the world, her headquarters are always the first thing she looks for.
That's
Soho House. And then her Instagram was filled with photos of her at Soho House in New York.
Okay, good. That's fine. Just now you can carry on for me, please, Paula. I appreciate
it. So that's where she met Eugenie, Beatrice, and Fergie. And the king's brother, but she really struck, you know, Eugenie was always more malleable of the three, and once Prince Harry, she was brought to the attention of Harry, he asked her, do you know her? You know, because that's the first thing you do if you have friends in common, because she managed to, you know, to surround herself. If you look at the links she had before she met Harry, she was deep into his social circle. through Soho House.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've always spoken about it. And I just wanted to reiterate the level of public knowledge, admission, proof, and evidence of what we're saying, because I think it's okay just to back up what you're saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Well, everybody who's here, you have to do go to the TIG. I heart New York. I love this. I mean, there are things that where she's saying that Soho House are her headquarters. This is when she did that famous thing that they asked her, can you make yourself cry? And she goes, oh my God, I'm so good. It's like, Megan, one tear, left eye, 1, 2, 3. That's when she was doing those interviews, and she was always at Soho House.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, when she went to Texas, where did they go recently? She was at Soho House, at the club in Soho House. So, but what is interesting is in this thing, this was put by her. Listen, Princess Eugenie controls her own public Instagram account. Okay. Not very many people know this, but here you have GB News talking about this. Meghan Markle has sent 50 of her friends an exclusive jar of homemade strawberry jam. Princess Eugenie has been tipped to share a touching tribute to Meghan Markle by royal fans. This is Meghan Markle, because she did send a jam to Princess Eugenie. So this is her telling her, you better share that you like it. But Princess Eugenie, I've been looking at her Instagram and stuff. She hasn't shared anything, because, you know, and there's, I have a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine. And it's like, she's putting these articles and they're not on good terms. Because Eugenie, at the end of the day, is not good friends with Meghan Markle. She's good friends with her cousin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And if you look at the Netflix thing, she wasn't really around Meghan Markle. She was hanging around Prince Harry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm following you on this.
And right? I think that even Eugenie didn't think that things were going to get this bad. I really believe that. But, I mean, she's the mole. She's the one feeding them information. But she's feeding Harry information. But I didn't think she was gonna get this bad.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no way I think Eugenie is gonna be that dumb, because you know, they're trying. They have been putting out articles saying, oh, you know, the York girls are gonna be working royals. No chance in hell. But you never know.
Well, listen, I just want to jump onto the WhatsApp for a second here. We have Alicia. Hello from Poland. When is
Paula? Yashimash from Poland.
When is Paula releasing the video with the house?
People have been asking about it. When I send it to Ron, I have to send it to Ron, because I'll tell you what, guys, I said the name of the lady many times.
Yeah.
So Ron told me that I have to go time and stamp. Exactly find the timestamps.
Yes.
When I said the name, and that's like me talking like here, and I have so many things to do. So I've gotten about 8 times I said her name, and I said it like 20 times or something, because like me chatting, you know, and I say your name and I forget, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't had time, because I do have the farm and I do.
It's coming.
Have to go to
it's coming, school. People. Also, yeah, as well, Ron would be happy to do it for Paula, but it's in two different languages. And I'll screw it up somewhere along the way. I'll miss a name or something. Then when it gets sent
and also,
to me.
And also it's in Spanish, because the lady's English. Well, I spoke to my questions were in English, because she understands perfect English and stuff like that. But her Spanish, her English was a little bit very broken. So I said to her, you know what? I'll ask you the questions in English and answer in Spanish. So, and I know people are going to be mean and say, well, why doesn't she learn English? Well, she's a hardworking lady.
No one's saying that. Relax. Right. What I'm saying is, so we've got Paula asking in English. Then we've got responses in Spanish. It needs to come to me. I need to take the Spanish part, put it through AI, turn it into text, okay, so that we now have got a text document in English of the answers. Then I need to take that, send it to Paula so she can read over it to make sure the translation worked. Then that English text needs to be put into a new AI voice to protect the voice of the staff members, and then it needs edited together. So it, just in case you think it's like we're just sitting here going, ha, make them beg for this. None of us are doing that.
Some people are mean because they say, well, if she's in the United States, where doesn't she speak English? Well, Meghan doesn't speak proper English. I think she speaks word salad, because nothing that comes out of that woman's mouth makes sense.
I think another way of responding to that would be stop being so judgy. Stop being a bit judgy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking forward to it. So just to let you know.
I also have the Uvalde thing. I have the Uvalde thing that I have to edit the names too, because we got talking and then I said the person's name a few times and like.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
So just to fill you in. And again, it's not like it's complicated work. It's just, it has to be precise and it has to be right. Do you know what I'm saying?
And then Ron told me, because I was going to do it, like, I don't want to bother him because I know he has tons of things to do. But then he told me that people can unscramble her voice if I don't use the right software.
Yes. Well, for example, if you were to put it into like a basic editing software and try and do it yourself and hit like hide voice, what it does is it adjusts the tone. So it would be like, hello. So all you would need to do then is just redo the pitch, you know, play the video faster or slower, and the tone would adjust back to our original voice. And we can't be doing that. We just can't be doing that.
I can't do that, because I promised the lady, and thankfully YouTube, they said that I wouldn't be in trouble because I didn't sign an NDA, you know.
Yeah. Also as well, it's not a lot of work for me. AI is going to be doing a big part of what I'm doing. The editing part will be my real work.
I have the Uvalde thing, which is really interesting too. I was blown away by that one too, guys. I was yesterday at baggage claim. And we were talking, and George the Giant Slayer, we're talking about journalism, that people, they reach out to the mainstream media asking them to come and put things out about Meghan Markle and Harry, and the media refused, or they sit on the story and never publish it. So when those people never see their stories published, they reach out to YouTubers, guys, you know, and a lot of times, for example, with this lady, with the staffer from her house, I had to go through hoops to make sure that she wasn't, you know, pulling my chain, because I don't want to look like an idiot or put out this kind of info out. So I ensured that she indeed worked. I used some people over there, you know, with that verified who she was, that she worked there, that indeed she was there. So, and it took some time because, yeah. But yeah, you'll see it. It's just, I have to do it right, because, yeah.
Yeah. We actually just had a very, very insightful voice note from somebody on WhatsApp who is actually a substance worker, and it's in reference to how somebody would pass away from the particular substance we're referring to. And because she says, you're right, so it varies with people. And she was saying mainly, you know, it can be strokes and heart attacks and things like this that are triggered from the substance, and also cutting agents that react badly. You know, you go, you take something and then suddenly a new cutting agent comes in and you react badly to that. I would play your whole message. It's just you used correct terminology in your voice note, Sal. But thank you so much for sending that. And thanks to everybody who interacts with us on here. From next week, I'm going to be sending people messages and asking if you want to have a little phone conversation offline that can be recorded.
Queenie,
and then
played. I love that, Queenie.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, Queenie. Queenie's going to be coming on here, and it's definitely not a plan that I've put together in my head so that we can get her doing a little 2-minute speech that then talks a little bit about her catering business, and then we can slap her link in the description. Okay. Definitely not.
She usually calls me when I'm doing members live, because, you know, I have a number where they call me live. Yeah. So my members live, so they can call. I have a few of them that call live, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So,
well, I just want to say thank you to everybody. I think we've got another question. Okay. So this is from a fan and supporter of you, Paula. She wants to know, why do you think that the sugars like to throw so much shade at you, Paula? I think it's because you're doing such a good job, right? People don't get shade thrown at them by these individuals unless they're doing the right thing, believe it or not.
I don't know. Maybe because the way, you know, the funny thing is, when I was in Norway, I didn't get as much hate. Because first, and I'm telling you, Ron, geography really makes a difference. Because when I was in Norway, nobody really, they thought, oh, this Norwegian lady, you know, and you know, and nobody was like, they wouldn't even doubt things I said, you know, or I would get hate, but not like this. But now, because I'm in Nicaragua, I'm still the same person. I still have the same connections. I'm still doing the same things. Oh, but it's a third world country, you know? So I find that a lot of people, and also because I find that we've gotten in a frame of mind, guys, that if you don't agree with me 100% or I don't agree with you 100%, you know, it's extremism to the point that if you don't really agree with everything, then I don't like you. We can agree to disagree. Yes. I know many people don't like me because I like Kinsey Schofield and you guys said she's two-faced, whatever. She's doing a job, you know, that she's getting. I talk to her and I know her thoughts because she does say things that she doesn't, she would never say out there, you know. But she did get badly burned by the sugars, and you know, I'm not saying that I approve of everything. I disagree with a lot of her stuff she says, but I respect her as a person. She's doing a job, that's her thing. I have friends that are Republicans and Democrats. I have friends that are atheists. I'm a Catholic. I'm not one of those fanatic Catholics, and that's okay. But you know, but I respect that they're atheists and we have nothing in common in regards to things. It's okay to disagree. But and I still like them. So I find that a lot of times it's the delivery of things I say that I don't put up with stuff, you know, or I don't go, for example, for many years, people were saying it takes it's parliament who can remove the only parliament can remove Harry's titles. And I'm like, no. No, and they don't like it, and they come because this other YouTuber a bigger platform.
Here's how I see it, right? We've got a person called Namja Al Zigjali in the side chat saying, "Well, no, we'd like others to express their opinions. You're dominating." Listen, Namja, will you stop trying to silence female voices online? Would you like me to repackage the things you say in a way that I can use for clickbait and push out there? I don't believe that. Maybe Paula. Puts forward information how Tolkien writes a novel. Maybe we don't need to have six pages on how green moss is. I get that, but it doesn't mean that she's dominating at all. And also as well, if you ever think that Paula's talking and I'm looking off to the side here because I'm bored of what she's saying, this is me doing the show production. I've got a monitor here, a monitor here, a monitor here, a tablet here and a phone here. Paula very politely doesn't ask me questions like a normal person would do when there's two people on a panel when I'm sitting like this, because there's a good chance I'm only taking in 70% of what she's saying because I'm reading, clicking and doing all this.
Okay, so, let me give you an example. Today, Ron, in the WhatsApp group chat, did you see what I answered? Tom is like, oh my God, they overturned this guy's conviction. And I'm like, Ron, I sent this yesterday, and we were even joking, wondering if Meghan Markle was going to send him a jam.
Well, listen, guy, you know, the whole Harvey situation. If you don't know, Mr. Harvey W. just had all of his New York convictions overturned. So 22-year sentencing worth of horrible, horrible things have now been wiped from the man's record. So we just have a 16-year jail sentence compiling of horrible things, and Weinstein will be free, him and the Bill Cosby and all the gang. And sadly, as the owner of this channel, as the head honcho said himself, Ron, I guarantee you that effing lady who's involved with Man on the Island will be effing next, okay? And I'm like, wow, he's seen some swears.
Well, he's still doing jail because he has the LA conviction and he's planning on overturning it because he said because of the Me Too movement. In many ways, I'm not saying I agree with him, but in many ways, during the height of Me Too, things
got just before you say that, I'm just going to take me off the screen. So just in case anything you say here comes out wrong, we know it's all on you, Paula.
I'm saying that in a way, I think he said, I talked about it yesterday and I stand by it. I think he's an idiot, but Me Too movement got carried away and people were guilty without anything. And it was just a scandal and news where, you know, look what happened to Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no,
not believed.
It's ironic because that's exactly what the judge said, right? Because he said there was too many female accusations that were too far from the subject matter of the conviction and it all got mixed up. Now, I just want to be clear, none of us support Mr. Harvey, okay? We all think he's a big creepy person.
I think he's a complete jerk.
Yes. So just to make sure, how much did it cost? Sarah, Ladybug, you are now in the realm of things we can't talk about just now, but you are probably right, if you know what I'm saying.
And the thing is, you know, they flew him from LA to New York first class.
Yeah, sorry, I was in the headlines there.
They flew him from Los Angeles to New York, first class.
Okay.
I mean, and at the expense of the taxpayers, why couldn't they fly him coach?
Yeah. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was 16 hours ago. Yeah. This was on. It was funny. I woke up this morning before I'd had a cough, literally opened my eyes, seen the announcement, didn't read the whole headline, just seen Harvey Weinstein, all charges dropped. And I started freaking out in all the groups and then finished reading the title and had to delete everything that I just posted because he isn't out of jail. He's still in jail, but it's still bad. It's bad. Paula, is this one of yours here? Liz Jones.
Let me see.
Liz Jones.
Yes, I said to that. Princess Catherine got a special tribute. A new order or something, a new medal or something. She was nominated. Something. Can you just mix it up a bit, because I like what's happening. I wish he would make her a princess in her own right, because the king can do that. The queen made Philip, her husband, a prince 10 years after they got married, because he was made a duke by the, he renounced his being a prince of Denmark and Greece, right, in order to marry Princess Elizabeth at the time. And the King George VI made him a duke. But then 10 years later, she made him a prince. So I wish, you know, King Charles would make Catherine a princess in her own right.
Yeah.
But this is good. You know, this is really good. I like this, that if you read, what is it? He gave her this order, a special companion or something like that. Okay. And she's the first one to ever get it, which is really, really interesting and very prestigious.
Yeah, I wish I could read more, but the Sean Atwood budget doesn't stretch to the Daily Mail Plus, sadly.
That the queen has honored her and she's the first one to receive that medal of the companion, order of the companion, which is extremely special, you know, so that's very nice. But yeah. I would love it if he gave her the princess title, you know, so she's a princess in her own right, and she wouldn't be Catherine the Princess of Wales, she would be Princess Catherine the Princess of Wales, you know, that'd be so nice.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just want to say as well, Jen's got her psychic series overhauled.
Oh, I was on it yesterday.
Just make sure you guys are subscribed to our wonderful Jen here, because there is more content in the Atwoodosphere, right?
They did a reading of me on air.
Oh yeah. Well, listen.
Yeah, they did a reading of me on air, so that was pretty cool. You should follow it. I was in it. That was really cool.
If you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard me rant about the Atwood Family Channel, like, they have nailed this content format of sitting down and having breakfast together, okay? Unscripted, and I have to say, if all you've ever watched is Sean Atwood for years, doing his interviews, being professional, in shirts that have got 75 buttons, there's places this man has buttons on shirts that I have never seen buttons on shirts. It's a different, he's in his tracksuit, he is chilling out with his son and his wife, and cooking cheese on toast and eating rocket out of a bag with his hands, okay? It's like watching a wildlife show is what it's like. It's like Atwood in the wild, all right? So I strongly suggest on a Monday you come. I think it's Mondays and Thursdays or Mondays and Wednesdays. I don't know. But make sure you go.
Work on Thursday, and I apologize because I disappeared because my internet went like this.
Yes.
And I was talking to myself and like, where did they go?
Yeah, Paula's the only one.
I apologize for that because my internet just went, you know?
Yeah, so. I just want to say, Paula's the only person I know when our internet goes down, it's one of three things. It suddenly started raining and a lightning bolt took out the entire neighborhood's electricity. The internet's just rubbish, or the government have finally come for her. Okay, and that's sadly the reality.
You know what happens? You know what happens when the president's going to speak here? He shuts down all internet, all cable, all everything. So you have to listen to his speech. Yeah. I was doing a live once with a Spanish channel, and I was like, what happened? And then I get, he's talking, and then he talks for hours.
That's wild.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I would like that to be the way it happens when I come online. I'm not going to lie. Like, if everyone was forced to just watch whatever I was doing online, that would be great. That would work. I would just do it for 6 months, man, and just collect the ad revenue, and it'd be fine. Here's a question for you. Did you see Harry with the medals? I seen that in the papers. Did you see Harry with medals on in Montecito today? Some got broadcast about Invictus. He looked very ridiculous.
Did you have that one?
Do you know what? I looked at it and then I was going to put it up as one of my headlines, but I'm pretty sure I thought to myself, this is too ridiculous.
Not only that, he's wearing four medals. I just want you to understand, which people in the United States don't know. All those medals are for participation. Three of them on three jubilees by the Queen, because they get a medal per jubilee, right? So he was in three jubilees for the Queen. And the other one is for going to Afghanistan, not any acts of bravery. It's for going to Afghanistan surrounded by bodyguards and playing and being in the bunker and stuff like that.
I'll be honest with you.
Medals are like that.
I'll be honest with you. If I went to Afghanistan, right, with a bunch of bodyguards and was in a war in a trench or close to a trench or within a mile of a bomb going off and they gave me a medal, it would be the only thing I would wear every day. I'm just, I don't care how silly it sounds, but the guy was still in a war zone.
But so did you see who he gave the award to?
It's a participation.
And I don't know why they're using him to give an award to an American soldier instead of using another high-ranking U.S. Army person to grant this soldier. And I think it's because this person has been an Invictus or something like that, you know, that he's doing that. I'm not sure. Can you guys correct me? But this woman, it's a woman, apparently has had her legs blown and stuff like that. I mean, she's a proper hero. And why is he giving an American person, an American soldier? I can guarantee you that an American soldier would, it's like incredible. It's like royalty given, you know, they don't allow that. The code in the military, they don't allow you to salute foreign officials unless, you know, you can only salute and your officials, your own officials, you know. And then why is the army and the Biden administration using this dim-witted ginger idiot to do that? Because I can guarantee you that they were really proper soldiers who have been through stuff to hand that medal of recognition. This guy is only using it for PR. And you know what he says? You don't need a uniform to define you. That's because the uniform was stripped off of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Ironic that the other brother goes around in a uniform of a high school, ironically, that we discovered yesterday. So this video won't play, obviously. But I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think because we don't like Harry, or maybe because we don't like Meghan and Harry or whatever, we're kind of pooping on the medals a little bit. I think if you're given a medal, it's okay to wear a medal.
I understand, but he's misleading people, because people say that he's a war veteran and that he's been there. He was an Apache pilot. Like, everything is absolute BS fluff.
Well, no,
he's
listen,
not a hero.
How about this?
No, Ron. No. My friend in Miami, her sons, literally went, one of them doesn't even have a leg or anything like that.
Yeah,
I talked to her yesterday and he was livid. He goes, you should have seen the things he said, because and every soldier that they talked to, they were all livid. This is the Marines. And they're like,
I get that. But I guess the way I see it, I'm not, and also, this isn't me agreeing with Harry. This is just my brain and data, right? If the data says you go into a war is travel into the war zone, right? He kind of did that. If he just went in a helicopter and flew in a circle once, technically he flew a helicopter in a war zone. I'm not saying he should wear the medals with pride. I'm just saying.
But he does.
Well, okay, all right. I'm just talking about the data points here. You're all right. No, I'm wrong.
I know you have four medals. I mean, I'm a mother. I'm going to give Henrik four medals. And then people are going to earn medals, like for reading and stuff or whatever. Those are participation medals, but for jubilees at a party that the Queen reigned at. For somebody else.
Listen, also, I mean, no disrespect to anyone. I've never served. I went to the Air Force cadets and I was like, I swear to God, if somebody comes up to me and shouts one more time, I'm out of here. So no disrespect to, what do you mean data points? So data points being, you take away all of the human side of what we're discussing and you look at data points. So the data points in this case would be, we're talking about four medals awarded to one individual. What is it you need to qualify for these medals from a data point of view? So that's all I'm doing. My brain does this a lot. Sometimes it sounds a bit different.
You want to know something that will blow you away? Because
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Don't worry.
Bell said that he actually technically has five medals, but he's not wearing the King's Coronation medal because he doesn't recognize Charles as King. Yeah.
I feel like this is a bit like the kid who only got participation trophies, right? And was from a really famous family, is now pretending to be a mega sports star. And I get it. I get the hypocrisy. I get why it's offensive to people. I get all that. I'm not, that's not where the data point response comes from. Do you see what I'm saying?
And he's only doing it because he's angry, because when he says you don't need a uniform to serve, well, I disagree with you. You do.
I think you do need a uniform to serve.
People enlist, but he's angry because he no longer gets to wear a uniform. He's not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
That's why he says so. He's using people who really put their lives. I have such huge respect for you. Me have too. No idea.
100%.
That is 100%. One topic that I'm incredibly passionate about.
Yeah.
I do lives with Matt the Angry Butnik, and Matt is a proper chap. You know, he's like, he's
done a proper chap. Love that.
No, what I mean in like a proper Butnik, you know, like he is.
No, I'm not busting your chops. I just love the way that sometimes British words slip out your mouth.
Oh, I lived in England for 6 years,
so funny.
In Canada. But he's a proper Butnik, like, and he says, he even told me what Butnik is, you know, like, and he's like, and the way he talks about it, you know, and he would be so insulted, you know.
Way too many.
And I find that he's doing that to get back, because he can't play soldier in the UK. I find this incredible. Yeah. And I talked to my friend yesterday and I said, can I talk to your son? You know, and she goes, yeah. And I said, how do you feel about that? And he goes, I can't say this. I don't even think I can say this at the night show. The things that he said.
Okay, well, just be careful. Just be careful. Just pretend.
I'm not going to say what he said. This muffo, I mean... I mean, the things that he said is like, who the, you know, like, and then he gave me a list of names that they would have preferred, you know, that.
Sorry, Hicks. Yeah, I'm not having that. Stuff Harry and his medals. Harry's medals, junk medals, offensive medals. Harry, loser for wearing the medals. That's how I feel. It's just I've got to get.
And he does it for publicity, Ron, to remind everyone, because he has nothing left. What does he have left?
Yeah, just to be clear, I have got a differently wired brain from neuro functioning people. And sometimes, sometimes things come out my mouth that are a bit, you know, we're talking about the arm. It's not like we're talking about ice cream flavors. I mean, I'm whipping out data points and removing the humanity.
But it is true. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Oh, I also know that too, but I don't, it's the armed forces. Like, there's better things to be. I'm not making light of the armed forces.
I blame this on the U.S. military, because they're the ones who reached out to the
polo medals. All right, Harry, you can keep your polo medals, mate. All of them. Where are the polo medals, Harry. Okay.
But you know what, too, Ron? It's amazing, because he's doing this to disrespect Charles, because he's wearing the Jubilee medals and the one that every soldier gets.
Do you think he's not? Because I know, I think he doesn't even realize how offensive this is. I didn't realize how offensive it is, but he's not that clever, mate. He's not got any. He's never put a plan together.
They in his life. Care. Listen, Harry put that he's the director of African Parks in his CV. So what he's doing here, this is that he's doing. He doesn't care, because this goes on his CV to plump it up. He doesn't care. This is going to go on his CD. So all of these things are for him to make himself important. He didn't care that he proudly put there that he's the director of African Parks that's systematically killing the Baka people for coal and the mineral.
Okay. I tell you what, if the side chat, the person who comes up with the best made up medal that Harry actually deserves, okay, will then you'll save a unicorn, okay? In the side chat, I want it to be the end. By the end of this, we're going to pick the best one of which one of you guys can come up with the best wet medal that Harry should have been nominated and awarded. Obviously fictitional, okay? Don't be Googling stuff and starting an essay. All I'm saying is, this is a bit of fun. It's a daytime show, all right? Relax, everyone.
My hair is lovely, rice water. It prevents the loss, hair loss. I had lupus, and I remember I started to lose a lot of hair. So I went back to my rice water, and my hair.
Is that a thing you buy, or is it like water that you
make? You get rice. Yeah. I've done a video about it. You get rice, regular rice.
Yeah.
Some people cook their rice. I don't. I just get the rice. I put like a pound of rice in like a big jar of water. And then I leave it for about an hour and a half until it becomes really white. And then I drain it. And then I get a little bit of lemon zest, and I like to put a little, you can put a little bit of lavender oil or coconut oil or any flavor you want. I put but just a little bit of oil, because you have a lot of starch. So, and then you just rinse your hair with that. You put it in your hair, especially the scalp, And then you leave it. I leave it for about 20 minutes and then you rinse it off because the rice water has some chemicals and it prevents the hair loss. And also it grows hair back. It's really, really amazing. And it makes it shiny because you don't put it and it strips all the chemicals from your hair. So it's not frizzy ever. So I love it.
I just want to say a big shout out to the side chat for they were ready to tell me what medals Harry should have been getting awarded. I'm telling you now, right?
Oh my God. Medal for having the jammiest.
Yeah, I'm saving them all. I'm starring.
Megan's gem medal. That's pretty cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't just keep them coming. I'm going to star them all. And then at the end of the show, we'll go through them all. And then whoever wins.
Go to my channel and you can type in Paula's rice water recipe. I have it there. I put it there.
Hang on a second. We've got something in here. Wow. Well, we can't say that on the internet, but needless to say, Julie thinks she thinks he should get a medal for sure. Definitely not one of the ones that he's been given and not one that I can read out here, but nonetheless, a medal none the same. So thank you, Julie, for your input. This is not the point of it. The show is not Ron laughing at the side chat. Okay, let's find someone else. 1 second. Okay. Well, that whatever.
Look at Louis. He's so cute.
Yeah, Louis is having a great time. He is actually having a great time. Not being funny, but that is the image. That one there, right? Of him doing that face with the fingers. Legend. He's like, mate, I'm going to be king one day. Deal with it.
We're going to read the blackout, the one that says imposes a blackout on Harry and Meghan. Information blackout. Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right. Meghan Markle showing a different side, expert spot small changes in the Harry relationship. Meghan Markle has been investing in her female friendships recently, according to body language expert who analyzed recent snaps. Okay. All right. When Meghan Markle met and later married Prince Harry in 2017, the world witnessed their love story unfolding. Their public displays of affection, tactile interactions, and besotted behaviors painted a picture of a couple deeply in love. Meghan's habit of gazing adoringly at her love caught attention and made various headlines. But recent observations from her body language, experts suggest that Meghan, her demeanor, maybe shifting, indicating she is turning her attention to her female friends rather than just her husband. I'm sorry, is that not a healthy thing to do? Like, have friends within your relationship? Like, I'm pretty sure that's a healthy thing. That is not me supporting Meghan, okay? That was just the intrusive thoughts coming out of my head. No Paul's medal. But recent observations, we've done that bit. Body language expert Judy James has analyzed Meghan's behavior at recent events, including the polo match and an Instagram post, which the Duchess posed with two female friends.
I'm sorry, this is funny. The twat award.
Yeah, they're on fire in the side chat.
That was so funny. That caught me off guard. I just glanced at it and it was a comment I saw. The twat award.
Listen, I don't understand why everyone was freaking out about this picture. It looks like three failed clones of the same person, right? Have escaped.
Sitting in a tree. Bullying. B-U-L-L-I-Y. B-U-L-L-Y-I-N-G.
Sorry, we'll wait. You got it. You nailed it, Paula. You got there in the end. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. No, there's nothing wrong with three friends hanging out in a garden.
In the middle is very special. I'll tell you why. The one in the middle is Kelly Safian, the lady Safian, this woman named Safian. She has actually Trevor Engelson, her ex-husband, Meghan's second or first husband, whichever way you want to look at it, knew her before. And he donated $1,000 to the fund because she had twins and the little boy named George died, and only the little girl Lily survived. And Meghan and Trevor sent, she created this foundation, right? So Trevor donated $1,000 to that. So shortly afterwards, Megan, who's trolling him or who's stalking him on internet, immediately went and donated $5,000. But she takes it to another level because not only did she donate, she completely befriended this. You would think that they've been friends forever there, because that's what narcissists do. They love bombing and they speak to you like they're the best friends of her life.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't it amazing? So she's basically following whatever Trevor, I think she's still stalking Trevor. And if you look at it, she's wearing his love, the bracelet he gave her.
Yeah. I just want to say, Jenny on WhatsApp has said, do you ever think Meghan will just start wearing Harry's medals? Probably, right? Because I've often said that the wild card scenario here is if Harry just wakes up one day, no conspiracy theories, no anything, walks outside and just gets hit by a bus, all right? Or something happens, totally. But we're talking, there's CCT everywhere. It's undeniable. There's no conspiracy theories. That is when we will see her go into her final form, okay? She will be the Widow Markle, giving her all power, all control, all trumps. We have got to protect Harry, okay? We have to protect Harry from, like, pianos falling out of the sky with Acme Industries on the side of them and all that kind of stuff. Because if that happens, it's going to be bad. I'm pretty sure there's something written in the Bible about Meghan Markle in biblical terms and prophecies, and they've just removed it because it's too scary, okay? That's my vote.
Yeah, and you know, the one next to her is Abigail Spencer, who is as unhinged as Meghan Markle. This woman is absolutely unhinged. Unhinged.
Yeah.
And it's like, she laughs. Like, it's like insane to watch her. And she was born on the same day as Meghan Markle, August 4th.
You just see the number that's scrolling there, Shane. Stick that into your content, your contacts, and then go into WhatsApp and start a chat and search for the contact. And that's how you do it. I don't know if I've ever explained that to everybody, actually. For those of you who spent ages figuring that out, I do apologize. But yes, it's a good fun. So yeah, again, I don't see the...
Wait, I'm going to play something.
All right, do it. I'm down.
Congratulations, Paula, on your 100K sub. Oh, it's a long time coming. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I can't wait for you to get your plaque. You guys are in the background.
That's Queenie. That's Queenie.
Oh, it's Queenie. We love Queenie. We do love Queenie. Wow. Yeah, I know. Listen, I love it when Americans explain things because they don't know if we know terminology, okay? But yes, I know he should definitely, yeah, the purple award. Yes, I'm with you. Okay, personally, I think it's not so much got anything to do with three ladies sitting and enjoying their friendship with love like a mother. You know, it's all very positive. All of that, nothing is not positive about this image. The only issue is none of it is natural. Okay. And that's the difference where we come into things. We can spot the fakery. We can spot the hidden agenda. At no point was this about three friends having a nice day in the garden. It was about clicks. It was about presenting. It was about the power of perception. Okay. And that is a powerful thing. It really, really is. And that's the problem with this. It is fakery. It is madness. And it's almost like they've Googled how to look like a normal person and got it really wrong. You don't Google how to be a normal person, then all three of you wear the stonewashed jeans and the t-shirt and they have the same haircut. Don't pick three different versions of what you think a normal person is. Because what I see here, like I say, is fakery for the gram. Instagram versus reality, shall we say. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, if you look at it, it's not natural. These two vultures, Abigail Spencer and Meghan Markle, are circling about a woman who is very vulnerable because she lost a daughter. She lost a son, you know, under very shady circumstances, but she lost him.
Do you know what, Claudia? It's not, do you know, having an air of Mean Girls, that's given them too much credit. Mean Girls were at least some people that stuck together. They were together every day, okay? They at least committed to that. Megan's not seeing these two anytime soon. You see what I'm saying? So I just want to say you're giving her too much credit, but I really appreciate your input, okay? The Mean Girls is too high level for them. This is fake Mean Girls. The fake Mean Girls, yes. because now she ain't got any girls to be mean with, man. She's too mean. She's the mean girl, okay? Hence why she has no buddy old pals, allegedly. Okay, so here's another one. This is the one you asked me to bring up. We touched a little bit on this yesterday. Do you want to dive in with this one? Is there something that you want to further? You
know, I've heard people saying that there was never a blackout, that there was no injunction. Of course there was. Of course there was. The media has said, for example, that Fiji trip that Meghan Markle did, now that the reporters are coming out saying all kinds of things, why didn't they come out before with it? Oh, because they lost the fear. No, because they knew that people were watching with their eyes. There's this reporter who's come out and said, and when I said there was an injunction, I don't mean that the royal family, the monarchy went to the courts and said, oh, you're not going to talk. This is when this is monarchy talk. They reach out to the newspapers and say, if you publish that, we're not going to give you any more of this. I mean, they take a hard stance when it comes to that. So in that way, that's where the injunction is imposed. It's not that when people say the super injunction, they didn't go to court. No, but the royal family will go, if you publish that story about Meghan Markle, we're really not going to give you this and that. And so this is why I feel that we YouTubers, we don't have to worry about that. You know,
somebody from the USA who is served, tell me if this is a legitimate, can you tell me if usvets.org is an actual US Vets charity and it's not like a crazy scam in case of, there's a reason I'm asking for that. Just to reiterate.
No, this is just like the Navy SEAL. This is just like the Navy SEAL.
It's not like, it's a proper thing. Just let me know in the side chat because we've, do you know what, in saying that, we'll just do this now. So because we've touched on the armed forces thing, right? And we ain't here to just, you know, talk a lot of nonsense. So if you're in the UK, there is an awesome organization that is called Help for Heroes. It's UK based. I'm going to share the link for this if anybody wants to donate there. And I have here the US Vets Donate National page. So if anybody would like to support the vets in the US or the UK, also, oh God, Australia. We might.
Are they legit or are they Navy SEAL thing that Harry and Meghan opened that gym that it's actually financed by?
That's why I asked. But no, Shane's double checked that for me. The US one's legit. I know Help for Heroes. They've been around for a long time, and it's one of these sad things. In the UK, you're quite easy. They'll quite happily allow you to sign up for the armed forces, go fight in a country, have a horrific ordeal, and come back and have no. There's nothing in place for a lot of veterans. It's mind blowing. So a lot of the care and aftercare is done by charity. So apologies if you are watching from another country and I haven't put something up about your veterans. I'm not picking sides or anything like that. But it was America and the UK that was brought up today. So I that's all I can do. I can't post every single country. But I just wanted to put that out there because it's very easy to talk about veterans, medals, all this stuff. But really what's important is these people are looked after. So I just wanted to put that out there.
If you're a veteran or a soldier, from the bottom of my heart, guys, thanks for your service. We know that whenever Claudia Salas comes up here, you know, she's in the Navy or anybody. I have huge, nothing but respect for you guys. I mean, that is one of the topics I don't mess around with. I mean, I don't mess around with veterans or even soldiers. I mean, that somebody putting their lives on the line for us, I don't even know him. So, yeah.
Well, listen, again, I'd rather throw something that at least highlights somewhere where people can help rather than just highlighting the madness of Harry. Now, that's a good point, Olivia. Did Netflix force the Lemonada podcast to be put forward so that they can... Well, listen, let's think about this from business world. We're going back to the data people. You've got Netflix who are like, mate, give me back my candy. Okay, I paid you for the candy. Give me the candy. Megan's like, I'm keeping all the candy. And now a smaller company have come along and done, you know, asked her to do this. I think because none of us know for real, I think this is a really interesting point. Have Netflix turned around and been like, Lemonade, mate, she's ours until...
I don't think so. I disagree with you because Lemonade is no competition for Netflix. And it's a completely different company.
Bruno, it's time management.
Limonada. No, I'm going to call you out. Limonada is a little wanking thing, which is a podcast, not Netflix, because they're doing different content. And in fact, Netflix would benefit of having Meghan Markle doing out stuff, gathering publicity.
No, I get that. Popular. I get that. But I think it wouldn't be from seeing Limonada as a competition, which is where your answer is based from. It's Meghan wasting time on other things when they should be focused on Netflix, is what I'm saying. Geez.
Have you seen Paris Hilton? That I mean, you can be, I mean, unless she's that much of an imbecile that she can't do a couple of things at a time.
Yes, I'm sorry, Paula. Who has kidnapped Paula? And Paula just a little bit stood up for Meghan Markle. What just happened there? No, Paula, she can't. Okay, Andy, no one cares. Okay, definitely, that's no one. Okay,
by the way, Harry doesn't. I just want to clarify something. Harry doesn't have 4 military medals, he has one, and the other 3 are Jubilee medals. But because he pins them there, everybody thinks that he's been to 4 tours. Because that's the problem is that he's taking advantage of the ignorance or the people in the United States. Because in the United States, the army, when they see that medal, they think that he went. He did something, you know, he went on a tour. So if any of you in the US are watching, 3 of those medals, he actually has another one, a 5th one that he doesn't wear because he doesn't recognize his own father as king for the coronation medal, right? But 3 of those medals are for attending a party for the achievement of his grandmother, because it's the queen who achieved the milestone. So he gets rewarded for the queen achieving a milestone. For other people's rewards, you know, and then 1 for going to Afghanistan and being surrounded. Unlike you guys, he was surrounded by a regiment of bodyguards. Okay, so he was never in any danger, even when there was an explosion on camp, and he didn't even hear it. And I even talked to Matt, the angry bootleg, about it and go, Matt, you know, because I wanted to find fault with that. And Matt said, no, Paula, I know that camp. I've served there. And it's very good chance that he was somewhere. It's such a huge camp, you know, that he was somewhere and he didn't hear it. So he can't get away with that. But still, he was bunkered down. Immediately, as soon as the explosion happened.
Oh, listen, I'm just getting the short lists of medals together, and there is some bangers in here. Okay, and
but it's annoying because you know what? That my friend's son yesterday when I talked to him, he was like, this guy has done 4 tours, and I said, where do you get that from? And he goes, well, the 4 medals. And I'm like, no. And then when I told him, that's when you should have heard him. I mean, I wish he was so livid. He said, we didn't know that because you see in the US, he's taking advantage of the cultural differences that people don't know in the US what those medals stand for. And it's shameful because the press should say something. Those are not military medals. They should make a distinction. This is about the super injunction thing that the press is playing along with the monarchy.
Sorry, I've just realized that Mr. Binks the cat has had so many really good medal suggestions. I have to pick the best one of hers to be her entry, and it's difficult. I'm whittling this down to like 5 that then everyone can vote on. Okay.
Limonada can't afford guests on Meghan. No, that's not it. Meghan hasn't been able to secure anybody to participate on that thing. Not one person. All the A-listers, B-listers, and C-listers don't want to be associated with her. This is why. So Limonada has made it like, oh, well, you know, and you know what? Her Spotify podcast, it tanked. It debuted at 170 on Limonada. Oh, my God. And her podcast should have been like a top because, oh, she's Meghan Markle. No, 170.
Well, listen. We're going to have a little fun there, all right? We're going to actually have a fun ending to this. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 finalists in the medal awards, okay? Sadly, everything with even remotely close to a swear word or a saucy reference had to go. Mr. Binks, I could have just had you, basically 4 of them at one point were just Mr. Binks responses. So I've had to whittle you down to 1, okay? So the first one by Carol. the Royal Muppet Medal. If you want to vote for Carol, she is number one. Do not cast your votes yet. Remember the number associated with the one you like, because I'm going to forget. It's number one. Now, next one, Boston Bob. The Donkey Medal, because he's an as. Now, because you use Zeds, you could be included. Okay, well, well thought out. Number two for Boston Bob. Now, Abby, getting a bit more serious. The Order of the British Traitor Medal. Not award, medal. Award, oh, as you put, she's put an emoji, award medal. Number three for Abby. That's a spicy one. Okay, okay. Number four for Mr. Binks the Cat. Medal for having the jammiest torch. Yep, number four for Mr. Binks. Okay, now this one is just genius. Number five for Disco 100. Medal for enthusiastic service to bunkers. That I can see. Do you know that out? Yeah. So that was one, two, three. Number five for Disco 100, right? Jake Forder. Medal for Guardian of the Race Card. Okay, that was number six. Number seven, and final, we have Privacy Tour Medal.
There's also another one that they posted it late. It said Censorship Medal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Censorship. Okay, well, it's not here. Sorry that you didn't make the net because you slipped through the net. Vote number 1 to 7 now, people. Cast your votes now. Cast your votes. No, we should have like some game show music where it's like you've only got a minute to vote. Okay, a minute to vote. So get voting, people. Okay, oh, everybody, everyone wants a different one. I'm actually going to have to count them now. Nice one,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They'll vote. Yeah, they're nice, all good. One. You all get a participation medal.
Yes, Paula, love that. I love that. I love that. 30 seconds, people. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. And then Paula will talk for a minute while I go and count up all the votes. When you see the voting closed appear, you'll know any votes underneath this will not be counted. Get your votes in. Get your votes in. And no, DMR, eggplant chicken leg is not a vote. Okay. So yeah, you guys got 15 more seconds. 15 more seconds, people. Stop voting more than once, Olivia. Okay.
Yes.
You little scam.
No do-overs.
All right. It's over. It's over. Voting is.
I see three
is
a lot. Three. All right, Shauna, Paula, voting closed.
You're going to have to talk while I get a bit of paper and an actual
pen.
Okay,
guys. Okay. Let me tell you something. You know what I'm thinking? Are you guys going to? I have a feeling. I don't know why that Megan sent Hillary Baldwin a jam. Because remember Hillary Baldwin, also known as Hilaria? What the hell is that?
No, nothing. It's definitely not a Pokemon desk tidy.
I knew I recognized.
I'm a grown man. Right, hang on. I need to find my pen. Right, carry on.
Oh my God. You know, I have a feeling she's going to send it to Hillary Hayward Thomas, also known as Hilaria Baldwin. You know, I got to tell you guys, have you guys gone to Hillary's thing, her Instagram account? I am disturbed by those seven children, and they all have Spanish names. And I mean, the fact that they continue to call them by the Spanish names, it's kind of creepy, don't you guys think?
Hang on.
How you say cucumber? I know I say a lot of that here. How do you say? But I don't sound like her. But then again, I speak Spanish, you know? Proper Spanish. And you know why it really bothers me, guys? Because she's like, oh, I'm a chick from Boston. She's from Boston, right, guys? You know? No, I mean, I really believe, because remember that they attended with her and Harry that gala thing that they got an award for, where Alec Baldwin was the MC? And it's really funny because they said that she had sent to her closest friends. I don't know why she says that all these influencers are her closest friends. I don't even think she has 50 friends, you know? So, right? SEJ429, it's so cringe. I kid you not, guys. And, you know, Alec Baldwin is going to trial in July. I am so looking forward to that. And they added a new a new, how do you, I was going to say a prosecutor. But it's, I hope he goes to jail. I hope he goes to jail. I know many people, she pretended to be, it's Ilaria. It's Ilaria. The H is silent. The H is silent. You know, she's so disgusting. Yeah, she's married to Alec Baldwin. This woman is a chick from Boston. It's a white chick from Boston who pretended to be from Spain. And she spoke with this accent. No, it's not like mine. It's not like mine. And she was saying, but she was so shady about, because she did this interview, guys, that A Entertainment interviewed her in New York or something like that. And they go, oh, when did you come here? And this is in New York. Oh, I came back here to study. And so are you from Mallorca? Well, I lived there. You know, she never really said I'm from Mallorca, but she implied it like hell. And that her tradition, even her wedding to Alec Baldwin was Spanish, like, you know, like with the whole, and she only lived there for like a couple 6 weeks. She only vacationed there, you know.
All right, we're almost done. To be honest with you, I don't really need to count them.
Okay, Robbie, no, she's not Spanish. She's a white chick from Boston. Her family came in that boat from England. And they were there. They're as Bostonian as they get. Like, her name is Hillary Hayward Thomas. She is as white. So she was outed by one of her high school people. It was a huge scandal. And yeah, instead of her apologizing, she doubled down.
Well, listen, I just want to say the votes are in. Okay? The votes are in. Drum roll, please. Order of the British Traitor Award Medal.
Yay.
Okay, so congratulations. You all
get a participation medal, just like Harry.
You're all winners in my eyes, okay? Unlike what has happened to my hair, since the long parts are trapped under the headphones, it's formed a bouffant. Okay, so I just want to say, thank you, everybody. You're all winners. I just want to just remember that. Abby, you get to spend the rest of the day telling everyone that you won the medal competition of a meaningless podcast, and all your friends can be jealous. Okay, I'm just saying.
And maybe you can make yourself a medal and send us a picture of it with you, yes, standing with the medal. And if you feel comfortable, we will put it here.
If you don't do that, you will be stripped of your title on Monday, publicly shamed for not participating. No, I'm just kidding. Congratulations. Congratulations to you all. You're all winners, man. DMR still pushing that eggplant chicken combo. Nothing wrong with that, my G. Okay, well, listen, we have hit the 90 minutes today perfectly. I just want to say to Paula, thank you so much. You are just awesome. Okay, I really wish, a little part of me wishes that you hadn't killed the mosquito. And every now and again, it would come back just to annoy you.
Okay? Oh, I have mosquitoes. Funny. Yesterday, yeah. During the George the Giant Slayer, I, you know, because it's a new channel and stuff like that, I had a mosquito flying.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is I appreciate you. Thank you so much for all your help that you do here, Paula.
Thanks to the veterans and the soldiers for their service, guys, you know. For reals, you guys know that I'm very passionate about that, and we don't mess with veterans. And I find that Harry is WANKER.
No, I certainly was not, Fred. Jesus, thank you very much. That's a bit hardcore for me, sadly. But no. Anyway, bye. We'll see you at 8:30. You're all amazing. 8:30 tonight, the birthday stream. Bring your mimosas, bring your army issued flipping commemoration, participation, everything. Let's go. We'll see you there. Congratulations to Paul, 100K sub, won the plaque. Let's go. Thank you.